2024 December Semi-Annual Training. Week 17. Day 3 and Day 4. Outline. Roman number 3. We have this treasure in earthen vessels. Capital A. Christ as the life-giving Spirit in us is the one who shines and works. This is the treasure we have in us. Capital B. God's shining in our hearts brings into us a treasure, the Christ of glory, who is the embodiment of God to be our life and our everything. Capital C. Because of the shining in our hearts, we have a treasure that is wonderful, precious, and marvelous. Capital D. This treasure, the indwelling Christ, in us, the earthen vessels, is the divine source of the supply for the Christian life. Capital E. The expression "this treasure" in 2 Corinthians 4:7 refers to verse 6, where Paul speaks of the face of Jesus Christ. Number 1. The shining of God in our hearts is to illuminate us that we may know the glory of God in Christ's face. Number 2. The glory of God manifested in the face of Jesus Christ is the God of glory expressed through Jesus Christ. To know Him is to know the God of glory. Number 3. Literally, the Greek word for face in 2 Corinthians 4:6 is the same word translated person in 2:10, which refers to the part around the eyes, the look as the index of the inward thoughts and feelings, which shows forth and manifests the whole person. Number 4. This indicates that unless we have the index of Christ's face, He cannot be a treasure to us in reality. Small a. We will not sense that we have a treasure within us until we see the face of Jesus Christ. Small b. On the one hand, we can all declare that we are the earthen vessels and that Christ is the treasure within us. Small c. On the other hand, we need to see that it is only when we are living in the presence of Christ, looking at the index of His being, that we will sense that He is a treasure to us. Capital F. The first step of God's procedure in fulfilling His purpose was to create man as an earthen vessel to contain Himself as life. This is the end of today's outline.